Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. The City of Northfield received a clean and unmodified opinion regarding their financial audit, says Northfield Finance Director Brenda Engelstad.
We're meeting and exceeding our reserve policy in our cash balances. Our revenue was very close to budget, and our expenses were slightly under budget.
This was Engelstad's first audit as the city's finance director. She follows Melanie Lammers. With the audit done, she'll be focusing on the 2019 budget. Naffer's Fire Chief Gary Fronick updated the Joint Powers Board on construction activities at the fire station. The basement demolition is now complete and installation of geopiers is set to begin with the rain cleared out. There were 5 structure fires for the month of May, including the third floor apartment unit at 1910 Roosevelt Drive. Fronick said last week that the state fire marshal declared the 18-unit building uninhabitable due to smoke, saying it's a quality of life issue. A fire last week on East 90th Street that completely destroyed an attached garage has made the home uninhabitable due to smoke damage. Fronick also reported on the wastewater treatment plant biosolids building fire, calling it a, quote, stinky rotten fire. In the meantime, the multi-million dollar facility won't be functional for likely a year. Public Works Director Dave Bennett said he expects to deliver a full report to the Northfield Council in July, adding that there has been no firm determination of what started the fire. In the meantime, Northfield continues to truck sludge out to other cities. And a Northfield attorney has been elected chair of the Minnesota State Bar Association's Family Law Section. Bradley Frago of Frago and Laswell will begin his one-year term on July 1st. He said,
I love family law. I really enjoy helping guide clients who are, you know, a really tough time in their life. Mm-hmm. You know, people come in, they're kind of at their lowest point, and they almost always leave, I think, in a better place. And so I like kind of like the counseling side of family law, too.
Since he started practicing, there have been some exciting changes in family law in terms of outcomes.
We have so many families now where both parents are active. Both parents are hands-on with the kids. And so we're seeing a lot more parenting time outcomes where the parents are sharing, maybe not exactly equal, but often it is equal, but they're each having substantial time with the kids.
The other big change has been a transition from simply divorcing to problem solving using mediation early on.
And so, for instance, in parenting time and custody disputes, I will work with a female child psychologist. Actually, Michelle Millenacher from Northfield here is a frequent co-neutral with me. Mm-hmm. And so we help parents come to their own resolution early on so they're not beating each other up in court.
Frago's been on the Executive Council of the State Bar Association for 10 years and loves the opportunity to shape legislation when recent area is in spousal maintenance.
They did pass a new statute that was designed to deal with cohabitation issues, people who are receiving spousal maintenance, but then they start living with somebody else but not getting married.
The bill clarifies cohabitation in terms of a romantic partner or not. Frago and his wife, Michelle Laswell, started their firm in Northfield in 2002. News from around the state is next.